Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, the test will begin. Number 1. Do you know when the coach is coming?
I've just called the tour guide, and it'll arrive in a few minutes.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Number 2. Jack, what can I do for you with your presentation?
Please send me the sales data for the last quarter.
Question. What does the man ask for? Number 3. Hello, reception. What can I do for you?
I'll catch the early flight tomorrow morning, so please give me a wake-up call at 5:30.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 4. Hi, Linda. Would you like to join our evening party tomorrow?
I'd like to, but I have to meet my clients at the airport.
Question. Why can't the woman attend the evening party? Number 5. Hello. I'd like to change the flight I've booked for next Monday.
No problem. Please tell me your name and flight number.
Question. Why does the man make the phone call? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
ABC Restaurant, can I help you?
Hi, could you tell me what time you start serving dinner tonight?
Certainly. Dinner is available from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Is it possible for us to make a reservation for 4 o'clock?
Sorry, no. Dinner service is not available before 5.
Okay. In that case, I'd like to reserve a table for 5 o'clock.
For how many people?
6.
May I have your name, please?
Sure. I'm Black Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. A table for 6.
By the way, can we have the table by a window?
No problem.
Question number 6. When does the restaurant begin to serve dinner?
Question number 7. How many people are likely to come to the dinner?
Question number 8. Where does Mr. Smith prefer to sit in the restaurant?
Now, listen again. ABC Restaurant, can I help you?
Hi, could you tell me what time you start serving dinner tonight?
Certainly. Dinner is available from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Is it possible for us to make a reservation for 4 o'clock?
Sorry, no. Dinner service is not available before 5.
Okay. In that case, I'd like to reserve a table for 5 o'clock.
For how many people?
6.
May I have your name, please?
Sure. I'm Black Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. A table for 6.
By the way, can we have the table by a window?
No problem.
Question number 6. When does the restaurant begin to serve dinner?
Question number 7. How many people are likely to come to the dinner?
Question number 8. Where does Mr. Smith prefer to sit in the restaurant? Conversation 2.
Hi, Xiao Wang. It's my first time to Beijing. What places do you recommend me to visit?
Oh, there are a lot of wonderful attractions.
Which place do you think I should visit first?
The Forbidden City.
Why?
It's the largest palace in the world. It served as the home of 24 emperors.
Wow, amazing. Where is it located?
In the city center, not far away from your hotel.
So, I'll go there tomorrow morning.
Oh, sorry. It closes every Monday.
Then I'll go there the day after tomorrow.
I suggest you go there by subway.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Question number 9. Why does the man recommend the Forbidden City to the woman?
Question number 10. Why couldn't the woman go to the Forbidden City the next day?
Now, listen again. Hi, Xiaowang. It's my first time to Beijing. What places do you recommend me to visit?
Oh, there are a lot of wonderful attractions.
Which place do you think I should visit first?
The Forbidden City.
Why?
It's the largest palace in the world. It served as the home of 24 emperors.
Wow, amazing! Where is it located?
In the city center, not far away from your hotel.
So, I'll go there tomorrow morning.
Oh, sorry. It closes every Monday.
Then I'll go there the day after tomorrow.
I suggest you go there by subway.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Question number 9. Why does the man recommend the Forbidden City to the woman?
Question number 10. Why couldn't the woman go to the Forbidden City the next day?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now, the passage will begin. The first reading.
Good morning, everybody. Today, I'd like to introduce you to our tour for tea lovers. As you know, tea is an important part of Chinese tradition. You may have no idea about how the tea grows and how it is made. Our tour will enable you to experience the tea culture in China. Hangzhou is the birthplace of Longjing tea, which is one of the most famous green teas in China. During this tour, you will have the chance to go to a tea farm, pick tea leaves, visit a tea farmer's house, learn the art of tea making, and enjoy a cup of Longjing tea. I hope you're pleased to travel with us to learn more about Chinese tea culture.
The second reading.
Good morning, everybody. Today, I'd like to introduce you to our tour for tea lovers. As you know, tea is an important part of Chinese tradition. You may have no idea about how the tea grows and how it is made. Our tour will enable you to experience the tea culture in China. Hangzhou is the birthplace of Longjing tea, which is one of the most famous green teas in China. During this tour, you will have the chance to go to a tea farm, pick tea leaves, visit a tea farmer's house, learn the art of tea making, and enjoy a cup of Longjing tea. I hope you're pleased to travel with us to learn more about Chinese tea culture.
Section D. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
Hello. Welcome to our tutoring center. This center is entirely run by volunteers who come from different departments of our college. Its purpose is to provide free service to students in need. Now, let me tell you how our center works. The center opens 3 days a week, that is, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you have any questions, you can come to our center anytime in our opening hours. You may come as many times during the week as you like to. If you need homework help, just introduce yourself to the tutors and let them know about your difficulty.
Question number 16. Where are the volunteers of the tutoring center from?
Question number 17. What is the purpose of the tutoring center?
Question number 18. When is the center open every week?
Question number 19. When can students come to the center for help?
Question number 20. What are the students asked to do if they need homework help? Now, listen again.
Hello. Welcome to our tutoring center. This center is entirely run by volunteers who come from different departments of our college. Its purpose is to provide free service to students in need. Now, let me tell you how our center works. The center opens 3 days a week, that is, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you have any questions, you can come to our center anytime in our opening hours. You may come as many times during the week as you like to. If you need homework help, just introduce yourself to the tutors and let them know about your difficulty.
Question number 16. Where are the volunteers of the tutoring center from?
Question number 17. What is the purpose of the tutoring center?
Question number 18. When is the center open every week?
Question number 19. When can students come to the center for help?
Question number 20. What are the students asked to do if they need homework help? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。